Okay. After our break, I think just in order to, we were very much close to the end of Shabbat, just like Kim. We'll begin Shara Bitochen, which is in the Leiv Tov, it's page Shin Gimel. Okay. Shara Bitochen is the, we might say, in a way, the most classic Shara in the Sefer, in the sense that it's the most popular, meaning it's the most commonly learned. People will make it into kind of like an isolated project, which I've often felt was something of a shame, because the beauty of Chovos HaLevavos is the build-up. And when Shara Bitochen is presented in the context of the edifice that he's been constructing, and then it's put into its place, it has a different meaning. So Baruch Hashem, we were zeicha to move into the world of Chovos HaLevavos, and we're approaching it from the inside, with many of the prefaces and premises that he wants us to already have. So let's start Shara Bitochen. Amar Mechaber. So the author tells us, since the previous Shar was about committing ourselves to Hashem's service, I decided to bring after it what is very necessary for anybody who really wants to commit his life to Hashem. And that is bitachon, trusting Hashem. When a person really wants to enter the threshold of a life committed to, dedicated to service of Hashem, bitachon becomes very fundamental. Why is that? What's so important about bitachon? Ba'avor ma sheyesh boi min atoy alias hagdoilis, because of the great benefits that it brings, b'nin ha-Torah u'b'nin ha-Olam, for a person's spiritual welfare and for a person's material welfare. So, the Chovos HaLevavos, in his style, we've often seen him do this, he goes all the way back, he wants to build things up from the beginning. So he wants us to understand why bitachon is important. Now, this is so fundamental because generally, and this is part of why bitachon is a popular shar, we approach bitachon as a coping mechanism, right? When a person is in suffering a misfortune, or when things are tough, you don't know what's going to be, etc., then we invoke the concept of bitachon. Then we invoke the concept of bitachon as a way to get us through. But the Chovos HaLevavos wants to tell us that no, bitachon is a very fundamental ingredient of our lives, not just because it's a good mindset to help you cope, but because it's a requirement. You need it. First of all, it's a required ingredient of an Eved Hashem. And second of all, because it is very necessary for many areas of your regular Ruchnius Dikah service. Meaning, bitachon is something you will need to be drawing on a regular basis. And as we're going to learn soon, it goes even further than that. Bitachon is something very necessary in everyday life when things are fine. So we need to study the subject of bitachon carefully. On the contrary, I would even say that the avoid of bitachon when a person is going through something difficult is more natural, I'd even say in a strange way, easier, because you need the bitachon at that point. You need it for yourself. The higher, more refined levels of bitachon are the bitachon that you work on when everything is okay. Okay, so now let's see. Why is bitachon a spiritual need? Mehen, So he's going to give us a number of reasons. Minuchas nafshay ubitchoinoy al elokav yisborach. It's because then you will rest confidently and assured. You'll feel secure in the hands of Hashem. Kemoisha eved chayev livtoyach al adoinov. Just as a master would require his servant to trust him. What this means, we'll see in a moment. Because if you do not trust Hashem, you'll trust somebody else. And if you trust someone other than Hashem, well, before I go on, I want to really just say what we're seeing here. Bitachon is a dynamic in a relationship. And if you have a real relationship with Hashem, this is part of what Hashem expects. I'll give you an example. A family goes on a trip together, right? And they go on a trip together to some park, and they plan the whole thing, and they pack up, and they're going to some attraction, some place, and they load the car up, and the mother and father have been planning this trip well in advance, and they get to the place, and as they're waiting the entrance, one of the kids figures out that you have to pay an entrance fee. So he comes over to the mother and father all nervously and he says, Did you bring money? You know we have to pay. So the parents are going to look at him and they're going to say, yeah, we planned this trip, right? We know what we're doing. Yes, we have money. Right? And then, you know, as they move a little bit further into the trip and the kid says, you know, we're going to be hiking for a long time. It's going to get very hot. We need to get water. You know? Little one, we have water. We know what we're doing, right? It reaches a point where it starts getting irritating. You would expect, you know, kid, we were taking care of the house in preparation for your arrival, right? So don't, you know, grant us that we know what we're doing. It is an expected dynamic in a relationship of that nature, right? So this is basically what Hashem is saying. Bitachon is another dynamic in a real, true, tangible relationship with Hashem. Hashem expects you to trust Him, rely on Him. It's a requirement. A requirement, why? Because in a relationship like this, it is a natural expectation. After everything I've done for you, after the way I care for you so comprehensively, I would expect you to trust me. So this is not, again, we're coming back to the fact, to the understanding, it's not a coping mechanism. It is a moral obligation. A moral obligation as in, if you have something real going with Hashem, trust should be there too. And it's not kiviyachol, so to speak, it's offensive to Hashem. If you feel like, you know, with everything that Hashem is doing for you, a person feels like, if I don't take care of this, 1 minute, when you eat a meal, you swallow, and that is the end of your involvement in the process, right? You swallow, and you forget about it. You know that there's so much more now that has to happen correctly. Who's taking care of all that, right? So therefore, Hashem says, look what I'm doing to you over time. I expect you to trust me. And therefore, he continues and he says, this is reason number one that you need to be talking to your ruchnis. Why? Because you need to be talking, meaning it's an end in and of itself. It's a requirement. Hashem expects it of you because it is part of living with a real Hashem. He says, if you shift your trust to someone else, something else, we'll see what all the different ones and things could be. Hashem will say, oh, okay, fine. You have someone else who will take care of you? Fine. You know, you get that from him. I'm absolving myself from this responsibility now, Hashem will say. You feel secure in his hands? Fine, so you get it from him. I'll take care of other things. And it'll be like the person about whom it says, the people about whom it says, my nation have done two wrongs. they have forsaken me, a source of life water, a wellspring. And they've gone ahead and dug for themselves broken wells, meaning there's a double offense here. You decided to drop me. So let's see, there must be something impressive that you're substituting for me. But instead he said, no, it's some pathetic little something. And that Hashem considers that, kiviyachol, a double insult. Etc. So now, you can have a situation where a person feels like, let's say, my parnasa is in that person's hands. My health is in this doctor's hands. This is what I depend on. And then Hashem says, all right, so I'll just leave it to him. But there could be other places to put your trust besides another person. A person might also place his trust in his own abilities, his wisdom, his talents, his strength, his diligence. Yigalorik. Then he may find that he's going to work hard for naught. V'yechlash koichai. His strength will wane. And all of his talents and his abilities and his strategies just won't work. Etc. Meaning, the Chovetz Halavos is saying that Hashem will take care of you. There will be a correlation between your trust in Hashem and the level to which He'll care for you. And on the contrary, Hashem will often make a statement to a person. You felt that you didn't need me because yeah, this to rely on, that to rely on, that person, this ability, this talent, etc. I'll show you how it all can fail. At the end of the day, don't rely on anything other than me. Now, what does that mean? I shouldn't rely on my skills. I have a profession. I have certain skills. I shouldn't rely on them. And here's what we're going to see. It gets very fine in the Chovetz Halavos, how you view them as the mechanism, the vehicle, Hashem's vehicle for your panasa, meaning Hashem is giving you, yes, you know how to write, the example he's going to give soon. You know how to write? This right now is Hashem's means of providing you with your parnasa. But that's how you view it. Certainly your boss is providing you with parnasa. Right? Your boss exists. But again, it's not that he's my source of parnasa. He, at the moment, is Hashem's means of providing me with this parnasa. The difference is subtle, but fundamental. We'll see it developed as we go on in Mitzvah Hashem.